Hi, welcome to Voices of Better Medicine as we talk to the experts at Northwestern Medicine about health issues and questions that matter to you. I'm Robin Rock, and joining me today is Dr. Helen Kim. Dr. Kim is a reproductive endocrinology and infertility physician at Northwestern Medicine. Welcome. Good to have you here, Dr. Kim.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
So let's talk a little bit about infertility, because this is something that affects a lot of people. 1 in 6 people globally are affected by infertility. So really, what defines that? What does that mean?
Believe it or not, it's not a completely straightforward question because the definition of infertility is continuing to evolve. So generally, infertility is thought of as an inability to conceive or to achieve pregnancy. So there's some people who already know they'll experience infertility. Like, for example, someone may know that they don't have a uterus. But for most people, there's no suspected cause. And historically, infertility was defined for couples. So as the inability to conceive after a year of trying. But more recently, some have broadened the definition of infertility to include individuals for whom we know that conception will not occur without medical intervention. So either due to having no partner or due to having a same-sex partner.
So I'm wondering, when should couples seek help?
One thing that's really important to remember is that fertility declines with age, and more dramatically for women than for men. So because women are born with all their eggs, both the quality and quantity of their eggs will decline with age. Because of that, for women who are older than 35 years old, it's recommended that they seek help after 6 months of trying. But for women who are under 35, because they have a little bit more time, it's recommended that they seek help after 12 months of trying. And for women older than 40, some would advocate for immediate evaluation because time is not on their side and it may be helpful to identify fertility challenges early. And I don't want to forget that if a woman has a male partner, his evaluation should be started at the same time. Approximately one-third of cause of infertility can be attributed to male factor.
If you're just joining us, welcome to Voices of Better Medicine as we talk to the experts at Northwestern Medicine about health issues and questions that matter to you. So Dr. Kim, are there signs that both men and women need to pay attention to?
One of the first signs for women to really be aware of is their menstrual cycles. And so one of the things that I always ask women when they come into the office is how are their menstrual cycles? So it'd be helpful for women to track their cycles and to keep a sense of what the pattern is.
Okay, and what about men?
Things like having erectile dysfunction, that their ejaculate volume seems really low, those might be signs that there is an issue.
So now what about pre-treatment tests? What are we talking about with that?
The things I think about when people are coming to me for infertility, you know, what are the main things that we need for someone to get pregnant? So I think about, is the woman ovulating or releasing an egg? Does the man have sperm? Are the tubes open? And then is the uterus normal? Is there a good environment for that embryo to implant? And then the other thing that's always in the back of my mind is the age of the woman. Fertility declines with age so dramatically in women. We always think about the ovarian reserve, and that is a woman's fertility potential. And women with good ovarian reserve do better in fertility treatment than women with low ovarian reserve.
How does a woman know when she's ovulating?
Women, if you're ovulating, you'll have regular menstrual cycles. So if you're having regular cycles every 23 to 35 days, you're probably ovulating. And after you ovulate or release the egg, the ovary starts making progesterone, which is a hormone that will support the pregnancy. But the progesterone also causes side effects like breast tenderness, bloating. And so if you are someone who gets regular cycles and then experiences bloating and breast tenderness about a week before your period comes, you're probably ovulating. And you could also buy ovulation predictor kits in the drugstore. They're sold over the counter.
Okay, so when it comes to testing, what should men and women expect?
Typically, what will happen when you're seeing a fertility specialist is they'll ask you to come in on day 2 to 3 of your menstrual cycle, and you'll have labs and an ultrasound. And on that day, we look with the ultrasound. We're also doing something called the antral follicle count. Additionally, we check labs to assess your ovarian reserve as well. And at the same time, we're checking these hormones to assess ovarian reserve. We just want to make sure the woman's overall healthy. So we're just checking to make sure she's not anemic, her thyroid works, that her blood chemistries look good before we help her try to conceive. So after we do this, they have to come back again one more time between day 5 and 12 of their cycle. In this test, we're looking at the inside of their uterus and their tubes.
What is the process for men?
Men really have a simple job. They just have to give their sperm for semen analysis.
Okay. So advice for someone fighting infertility right now?
One, to stay calm because we have really good fertility treatment these days and we can help most people. And two, to see a reproductive endocrinologist sooner rather than later.
And one other thing too, I have to add about Northwestern. You guys are so beautiful at working as a team, right? It's not just one doctor, it's a team.
There are 11 doctors who practice infertility at Northwestern. and each with our own little area of expertise.
Step one to getting started, because I know there are a lot of folks right now who are saying, okay, it's time to start this journey. How do they get started?
So they can get started by calling our office and making an appointment.
Dr. Kim with Northwestern Medicine, thank you so much for joining us today for Voices of Better Medicine.